Well, it's good to have our friends from Busey Bank on in. Simon Grant, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm very well, thanks, John. Yourself?
You enjoying the summer so far? Maybe not this rain.
Maybe not today, but yes.
I asked on the wrong day. You guys do a lot at Busey Bank. We've talked about over the years of how you help out your customers, not only on the checkings accounts, the savings account, the things we'd expect from a bank, investment and management and all that sort of stuff of our wealth. One item that you wanted to talk about today, which I want to move right up to the top, is something so important. It's one of my missions for doing the show, is how we can pass down financial literacy to our kids and our grandkids. That must be something you guys preach at Busey up and down.
Absolutely. And, you know, especially with kids being at home now, mm-hmm. school is out, they're sitting around, they're doing nothing, potentially driving their parents crazy. It is a really interesting time to advocate for them in terms of promoting financial literacy, because you know, school doesn't necessarily do a stellar job at preparing them for the real world.
No.
And life is not getting any cheaper. So whether it's a summer job where they're earning their own money, which is wonderful, but mm-hmm. then promoting the value of savings. And, you know, on that same token or that same note, the ability to open a Roth IRA once your youngster has earned income, they can contribute it. And then that grows forever. And that's an incredibly powerful bucket of money to have.
For sure. I want to talk about the Roth IRA in a second. Just want to hear, you might have heard the beeping in the background. We got a flash flood warning for DuPage and parts of Cook County. And anyone that's dealt with those flash floods, especially out in the burbs, watch out on the roadways. Of course, all the common sense stuff. Don't drive through the high standing water. And I'm sure a lot of you are experiencing that. 312-981-7200. So the storms didn't turn too nasty, severe wise, but these floods are nothing to sneeze at. So keep us posted as well. Sorry to interrupt there, Simon. Okay, so I agree that now is a great time to teach kids lessons. I mean, like, how do you go about doing that? Is it the lemonade stand or inspiring them to come up with a newer version of a lemonade stand, yard sales? I mean, like, what are the modern day ways which we can teach a kid who wants to learn something about how this all works?
Yeah, absolutely. So for your little kids who are looking for some pocket money, instead of simply handing it to them, empowering them through a lemonade stand or a garage sale or mowing people's yards or whatever that might be, and allowing them to earn money, but then teaching them entrepreneurial habits and budgeting and understanding profits. Those are very useful tools to have at their disposal. For your slightly older kids, those teenagers, frankly, sitting down with them and helping them create a budget so they understand how much money is coming in and how much is going out. And many times for these teenagers who are just, this is their first job. This is the first time they've ever had to spend X number of hours doing something to earn some money, and suddenly it becomes a lot more real when it's not just mom and dad's money.
Yeah. I also feel like the lesson of compounding interest, if you could drill that into a 15-year-old's head, my goodness, what a valuable thing for them. I mean, that might be lesson number one for me. Once someone is able to actually understand how it works, maybe showing them how it works is the way to go.
That is a great way. Creating sort of mandatory savings rules within the household, very powerful. But then, and it's not obviously doable for all households, but offering your children the ability to potentially match whatever income they earn.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, oftentimes we have clients whose children will make $1,000 for the summer.
Right.
They're not retirement money.
Right.
And they're very proud of what they've done. That was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get to it. But telling them to then save all their money in a retirement account, not that exciting.
I was going to say, it seems like a great idea, right? Save all your money in, but they're so excited to buy that whatever they want to buy. And you totally get that, right? They're kids. So how do we create an IRA or a Roth IRA for them? Or how do we get them to save in a vehicle that $1,000 can turn into so much more if they do want to spend that money?
Of course. So when a kid is earning less than $15,000 per year,
mm-hmm.
they generally do not have to file a tax return. So if they're not making that much money, the ability for them to open a Roth IRA, and they can do that through Busey Bank, or mm-hmm. they can do it through any number of online services.
No, you're here right now. Let's go. Let's go Busey Bank. Yeah, there you go.
And when they contribute that X number of dollars into that account, the power of compounding, they may not touch that money for 50 years, and it's going to grow tax-free, at which point they can retire and have all the toys they want.
I mean, it's really astronomical how quickly it can grow. And I also feel like it starts the snowball down the hill, right? When they are starting their first job at 22, now setting up their 401k, they look at that little Roth IRA they had and go, huh, that was 5,000 5 years ago. Now it's 10 or it's 8 or something. Okay, I'm going to now contribute more. So to make sure people understand it. So if you make less than 15 grand or around there, you don't need to file a tax return. You can essentially then put 100% of your money into a Roth IRA. If a kid feels apprehensive about doing that because they want to spend the money in real time or some of it, rightfully so, that makes sense. Can parents just, so the kid puts their income in there, the parents, can they gift the cash to their kid?
They could certainly create an arrangement, maybe mm-hmm. establish that at the beginning of the summer and say, for every dollar you make, we'll give you 50 cents or X amount into that Roth IRA so that they can only contribute what they earn, so yeah. We can't exceed that number.
Of course.
But, and the children are also held to the contribution limits. So, mm-hmm. But it's creating an incredibly powerful and good habit. That savings habit will be something that carries through for the rest of their life.
I love that. Any teenager that's working, parents, if you can, if you're able to, match the dollars, encourage that kid to put it into a Roth IRA. They're not hard to open. Busey does it. It's really great. You can call them. For parents that are even wanting to start earlier, is there like an investment vehicle? Like, okay, so I have a 3-month-old. Are there like custodial IRAs where I can put money aside? I may not get all the tax benefits, but is there a place I can put money for my kid to let it grow and then he can use at 18 or 60 or something?
Absolutely. So you can open custodial accounts where that money is their money, but mm-hmm. it's governed by individual states' rules on age of majority. And it's money that you're controlling, so they can't spend it on the newest Max Lego, whatever
it is.
Yep.
The Switch.
Yeah, exactly. They can't spend it on that. But they can work with you. You can sort of hold their hand and help them understand what you're doing, why you're doing it. And hopefully by the time they're 18 or 21 years old and hit that magic age of majority, it's a nice little bucket of money that they can use to go to college or
for sure
first home, whatnot.
We have a lot of grandparents. Can grandparents set it up for their grandkids or no? Does it have to be the
absolutely.
Parents? Okay, be grandparents too. Okay, we are amazingly out of time. That was quick, my friend.
Oh.
But we learned a lot. And let's have you guys back in a couple of weeks to dive into some of the other topics you wanted to get to. People have been asking about this. What can I do to save for my kid right now? And I wanted to answer them for that. Busey.com is where people can go to find out more.
Absolutely.
Simon, good to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you.